and unexpected heterosexual behavior. I made damn sure my mother overheard my late-night phone conversations with Wendy, theatrically whispered. I left notes and letters from Wendy laying out for my brothers to find. I stayed out all night. My family had long suspected I might be gay. Asking my parents to take me to the national tour of A Chorus Line for my 13th birthday didn't help, but my family was Catholic and religious. So even though I knew I was gay, and even though everyone else knew, and even though I knew they knew, we also all knowed, that I was never going to come out. Which meant I had to learn to like pussy. So I had to go out there and find a Wendy, a series of them, women I could fool, women I could take advantage of. And yes, at 15, I was taking advantage of 21-year-old Wendy. These were my options: fake being straight, or join the priesthood. While the big house fancy dresses and naive altar boys were tempting, I had concluded that the priesthood wasn't for me. So even though I could never truly fall in love with a woman, and even though every fiber of my being screamed no, it was my intention to live a straight life. I was going to find a slightly boyish, flat-chested woman, fuck her just enough to fool her, keep her busy with babies, and bang the occasional callboy on the side. But could I do it? Could I fuck a woman? Could I learn to like pussy? I had to find out before I married one. The first time I slept with Wendy was a success, it's true, and I was relieved that I could do this thing. I could